All right, a couple minutes left here. A little bonus baseball for you before we hand things over to Joe Weil and Red Sox pregame. This is WEEI Afternoons. I'm Christian Arcan. Andy Hart here as well. We'll be at Fenway tomorrow where we will talk with Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox. That should be a fun conversation, the way this last 3 days have been going.
Hope he's a little more upbeat than Bradfoe was.
I mean, really. Yeah, Bradfoe. That was something. I haven't seen Bradfoe like that in a long time.
Same. You know? And I know you asked him, is it over? And he wouldn't say it was over. But Then everything he said in his tone was, it's over.
Oh, yeah. It's 100%. Over and it's dead and buried, basically was what he was saying.
He said, but wait till next year.
Yeah, right. That's where, I mean, they're pretty much at that point right now with this team. If you want to try and give a positive spin to the way the Red Sox have been falling apart, and you were trying to do this earlier, Andy, so I mean, I don't know why
you're
looking at me like that.
Saying I failed?
No, not so much. But I think that, you know, is this season already a success?
Yes.
Bradfoe doesn't think so. I don't think so.
Where's
I'd imagine
Giannis?
A lot of paying customers probably don't think so either.
I need Giannis, that Giannis audio. Remember Giannis said
there's no such thing as failure
in
sports?
Yeah, that.
I hated that quote so much.
Me too, kinda.
That was the worst quote I've ever heard in my life.
And I don't actually agree with that. Because this team was never going to contend for anything. I know Bradfoe says if you make the playoffs, you can win the World Series, which is technically true.
How can a guy who won an NBA championship say that? Like, you won the championship. You know what success is, and you know what not winning the championship is, and there's still no such thing as success and failure.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to label coming up short failure. I kind of get. You don't want to call yourself a failure just because you didn't win the final game.
Sure.
Right?
The team failed to win the final game.
Well, it was like forever.
Failed, right. I mean,
is this season? I can remember how many times I've debated.
But if that's not a failure, then what is? Then there's no success either, right? If that's not, then you can't. Right?
This ish just got deep.
Well, what's the opposite?
If there's no failure, then there's truly no success.
What's the opposite of success?
Failure.
Yes. So if you succeed, if you win the championship, you succeeded, right?
But is not reaching success always failure?
Is not reaching success always failure?
Is this like Ricky Bobby? Second place is first loser?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that what we're going with here?
Kind of, yeah. It's different. It's a case-by-case thing. You know, different expectations for different teams. For some teams, winning eight games. The Patriots win eight games as a success this year. I think. I looked at that as successful. Okay, but
what
I'm not
if they start 7-1?
If they start 7-1 and only win eight games, that's...
Okay, you're consistent,
that's
though.
A follow.
Because that was my Reds. I had no expectations for the Red Sox. I took the under, which I thought for sure was a lost bet, but you guys have cheered me up a little bit by thinking I got a chance.
History would suggest, maybe not.
And then people got excited, and they kind of stretched out for how long they were competitive and in the wild card hunt, and now they may end up in the exact same damn place.
Yeah.
Last place and just a miserable end to the season.
Unwatchable September, yes.
But to me, it was different because I now buy Jarren Duran. I now buy Tristan Casas. I now buy Tanner Houck. I now buy that you have a core of young players to build around. Now, I don't have to just look at Woo Sox for the talent. Mm-hmm. There's actually Bo Sox talent that we're going to add Woo Sox talent to.
Sure. And if I felt any sort of confidence in this organization to actually build around them, then I'd feel better about it, but I don't. I know who I look to turn to when I need a little boost of optimism and enthusiasm. That'd be Steve from Fall River. Go ahead, Steve.
What path?
Well, you call me a Red Sox sucker. They're not done yet. There's a two-step formula they have to go.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's one game at a time. But it's actually 2 weeks at a time. They have to make up 2 to 2.5 games before September 15th. Mm-hmm. September 15th is the key. Keep in mind, Heim Bloom was biffed on September 13th because they were out of it.
Right.
If you're 2 to 2.5 games, if you're 2.5, 3 in the loss column tops on September 15th, you're in it. 10 of 12 puts you right in the mix.
Are you at the bank or something, Steve? What is it? There's a lot of noise going on back there.
I've been a lot of places, as you know, since I've been on hold. I'm out for dinner right now.
Okay.
They have a 10 of 12 stretch for being right back in it. 10 of 12, my friend.
All right, Steve, enjoy your meal.
Did he say if they win 10 of 12, they'll be right back in it? Sure.
Yes.
Fine.
Is that what he said? 10 of 12 in the next 2 weeks?
I was busy mocking him.
I know. Well, where do you think Steve eats dinner? Where do you think he goes out for dinner?
The nines.
VFW.
Nines feels appropriate. Yeah. VFW.
Like someplace where they weren't angry that he was doing a phone call to Sports Talk Radio while having dinner.
No, not bothered at all. Didn't seem like. And he was also on hold for a long time. Like, we talked a lot of Patriots. He called in when we were last talking Red Sox.
Right.
So that means he was on hold driving to the rest, driving to the
appreciate
VFW,
it.
Driving wherever.
Appreciate
and,
it.
And hung around and gave a take. So, you know.
Wouldn't
you
be mad if you were sitting next to him in a relatively nice restaurant? and you heard him. So there's the path for the Red Sox. Like, it's one thing if the people next to you answer a phone and say, oh, sorry, honey, like, or, you know, oh, yeah, babysitter, like, I don't know, something that's semi an emergency.
Right.
But a guy's on Sports Talk Radio.
Just jabbering away.
You're a jack wagon.
Yeah. That's Steve.
Right?
Steve in Fall River, the self-proclaimed greatest caller in the history of Sports
and
Talk
a genius.
Radio.
If they win 10 of 12, they might be in it.
Yes.
Sure.
If they win 10 of 12 and get to 77 and 66 or whatever that would put them at,
right,
then maybe. But that's sort of the point, I guess, is that they're only three games over 500 right now after going into the break, like double digits up.
They've lost five in a row. I know one is a technicality, but
absolute crap. I mean, this is watching them fall apart like this hurts worse. That's why I don't think, that's why I don't consider this a success. Seeing how they looked over the first couple of months, talking about the resilience that they have, talking about how Alex Cora is, you know, managing differently this year, and look at all the different things this year, look at all this young talent, look at all these things. As Brad Foe said, and as I've been screaming this whole time, where's that brought you? Brought you right back to where you were before, in the Chaim Bloom era.
And that's what worries me, is sort of the core spine makeup of this team. Because I felt like when you signed Cora to the extension, and then when you kind of were buyers at the deadline, I don't want to say all-in buyers, but kind of buyers, I thought you took away the excuse for a collapse, right? You no longer have the collapse reasoning. Mm-hmm. Like, because I could understand it in the past. You just give up, you're pissed off, whatever. And now they're still collapsing?
Yeah.
I don't know how you explain that exactly. And you know who that points to?
That points to Cora.
A little bit.
That points to the Cora and the manager and that
entire
clubhouse and everything else. We will. I'll definitely ask you. We will ask him about that tomorrow. No question about it.
Cardo Arcand.
Now.
Arcandy.
With that being said, you know, there's with you know, falling apart like this and having it all sort of go to hell like this, if you remembered some of the years in the past, 2021, they did not have a great August. And they were able to sort of recover from that and get all the way to the ALCS.
Like win 10 of 12.
Got to win 10 of 12. You got to do something like that. I don't know. I look at this team right now and it looks like a team that's giving up.
You feel it?
They look like they're giving up.
Yeah. I don't feel it.
How do you?
And I don't think it's their fault. This is where I jump ship. It's what I asked Bradfo. I never thought it was sustainable.
Mm.
They didn't have a sustainable path to success,
yeah,
in my opinion.
But also, these teams they're competing with, other than the Twins, the Orioles, the Royals, those are all teams that took the trade deadline very seriously, much more seriously than you. They traded top prospects. They brought in starting pitchers. They brought in power bats. They did all the stuff that I wanted them to do. And the Red Sox took care of some things. You're right. They got some relievers who both hit IL today. And that was it. And it wasn't enough. And this is why it wasn't enough. This is what happens when the other teams, Houston, all of them, are more serious about it than you. That is our time. Stick around. Joe Weil has you for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Andy Hart. Nothing caught on fire. Big success today, I'd say.
Yeah, I think we get to come back tomorrow to be host one and host two
at
the afternoon show.
We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock from Fenway Park. Stiz, great job. See you.